Taking selfies the old-fashioned way. It's Art Talk on KCRW. You know the saying about what's old is new again? Before iPhones, selfie sticks, and even digital cameras, Cindy Sherman was the selfie queen, dressing up in wigs and makeup and then photographing herself, often like other women portrayed in classic films or advertisements. Well, there's a new display of her work over at the Broad Museum in downtown L.A., and KCRW's art critic, Hunter Droho-Yoska-Phillip, is here to talk about it with this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
There was a movement, Hunter, in the 1980s of artists who were examining the way that women were portrayed in mass media. How is Cindy Sherman's work a part of that?
This was such a movement that it actually has a name. It's called the Pictures Generation. There was an exhibition about this. These are artists who didn't think of themselves as photographers, but thought of themselves as using photography. And in her case, she was very influenced by cinema, by films. And of course, that has something to do with the title of this big show, Imitation of Life, which is based on the old Douglas Sirk movie. And as she portrayed herself initially, as in these black and white film stills, as though she were the lead actress, you know, and she would dress up as in the costumes and look as though she were really lifted out of from a film still.
And in addition to contemporary women, Hunter, Sherman also recreates portraits of Renaissance women as well, right?
Well, one of the great things about this big show is that it's organized according to themes, and she has worked that way for a long time, and they're chronological, but one of my favorite is the series dedicated to art history portraits, where she literally sort of recreates famous works by well-known artists. You'll see her as a queen or a maiden or even the Virgin Mary, but again, using prosthetic elements and elaborate wigs so that she actually looks almost like the exact painting. You can recognize the painting, but there's something so particularly peculiar about them.
Why would you go all the way to the Broad Museum to see this? Why is it there, this collection?
Well, in a nutshell, Eli Broad owns all this work. And single collector shows can be problematic. But in his case, he was very early off the mark to support this young artist. He bought those black and white film stills in 1983 when she was really an unknown artist. And now those works are worth seven figures. I mean, she's extremely famous. But he has collected in depth, and he has believes in this with a number of his artists. And I think it's worth giving him a bit of a thumbs up for this, that it's a worthwhile endeavor to pull together such a sizable body of work by a single important artist and then present it in this way with, you know, a great thematic exhibition and a coherent catalog.
Not only do you have the Cindy Sherman works, the show that's going on at the Broad Museum, but there's another show that celebrates women artists.
That's right. And this group of women were so important that a gallery was actually founded in Cologne, Germany in 1983 just to show this kind of media representational work. And it's called Spruthmagers. And the show, it's in the Mid-Wilshire District, and this show is called Eau de Cologne. It's kind of an homage to the founding of the gallery. And over the years, they've revisited Eau de Cologne. They've had these same women, and Barbara Kruger, a number of others, but also Cindy Sherman. And in this show, you'll see works that are not on view at the Broad. You'll see some black and white pictures of dolls cut up into pieces and represented in sexually explicit poses. So you'll have to go to both places to get a full sense of Cindy Sherman.
Indeed. You can see the work, as you mentioned, on Mid-Wilshire, and also you can see Cindy Sherman, Imitation of Life, on view through October 2nd at the Broad. Hunter Droho-Yoska-Phillip with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.